if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
This paparazzi following the people that were all dressed up, and you couldn't see behind their mask, but I know that we're having lots of fun, I know that we're laughing. So that's the moment where I realized, okay, we are Carnival in Long Beach.
Joseph Mascherati is the organizer of Long Beach Carnivale, a free masquerade in the tradition of Italy's Carnival of Venice. Joseph is an avid fan of Italy's Carnival of Venice. He's attended a number of times, and in 2012, he brought a version of this special event to Long Beach. Just a matter of weeks after the 2014 edition of Long Beach Carnivale, Joseph talked about some of the customs of this traditional masquerade and his experiences creating it in Long Beach. Joseph, let's start by distinguishing Carnivale, Long Beach Carnivale, from the Long Beach Mardi Gras, two separate entities.
Correct. Yes. Pretty much the Long Beach Mardi Gras has been here for, I think, about 6 years. And during those 6 years, they've had pretty much a New Orleans Mardi Gras kind of entity to it. As I understand, the founder or the person that began to organize it went to school over there. So he said, I'm a graduated and there's no Mardi Gras, so that sucks. So I decided to start putting one on, and he's been very active doing that for the most part. Now, I did get involved with him for a little bit, and then I didn't. And so my stamp didn't really fit into the conceptualization of Mardi Gras. It started to become confusing for people. And so that's where there's two different entities at this point. So again, that happens behind me over there in Shoreline Village, the Mardi Gras, and Carnivale right here on the square.
And how did you decide to bring Carnivale here to Long Beach?
Well, basically, there was a little bit of a change even with the Mardi Gras people, and almost that we're taking it out of here. So I said, well, you haven't build anything for it, can I come and do mine? And they said, all right, more or less. And then the guy that did put it together showed up at the last minute, but by that time Carnivale had already kind of begun. And so that's basically the reason. Now, I do have my own reasons, of course. You know, it's something that I understand a lot better. Mardi Gras, personally, for myself, I don't quite understand it. It doesn't appeal to me as much. It's got this different feel, different entity, different partying that I don't particularly know how to do. Whereas with Carnivale, I do.
Let's talk about some of those differences. The Venetian Carnivale, if I'm not mistaken, predates Mardi Gras, Brazilian Carnival, everything. This is the granddaddy of it.
The origins of Carnivale are, they have to do more religion than anything. The ones with Mardi Gras, they do have to do with religion as well, but here in America, everybody forgot about that. And of course in Brazil actually probably the newest, because in Brazil is more a combination of things from that particular country, elements of cultures from Europe, elements of culture from the neighbors, elements of culture from the Catholic religion itself. So that one took a little bit longer to put together, but specifically Carnivale, yes, it's religion started, but Carnivale became a little later.
Now, if you're not familiar with Venetian Carnivale or Carnival of Venice, it involves dramatic and often very beautiful and over-the-top costumes, along with elaborate masks. Take me there in our imagination. What's going on in Venice when you go to Venetian Carnivale?
Oh, wow. Well, for me, it's like home. For me, I could, if I stay there for more than a week, probably need to start thinking about getting a job. But no, to me, it feels like I lived there for forever and ever. But for everybody else, you get there, and the first thing that happens is you are talking to the people that, hey, let me see your passport, what are you doing here, that kind of thing. And then after that, you'll have to come to town. Now, after that, it's a matter of finding your hotel, and that could be quite difficult because it's really messy, it's really crazy. There is a lot of people, but also it's not the most map-oriented city. So you're likely to get lost. So for most people, go with a touring company that knows the way and you'll be fine. Or other ones like me who can do it the other way. But as that begins, Carnivale is just full of people. And it's everyone knowing that they're going to have a good time, but they're doing it in a different term. So again, clarifying from Mardi Gras to Carnivale, they're there and the kind of fun that they're having is It's more of a participating kind of fun. They're there being the fun as opposed to being an spectator, watching a parade pass by or throwing beads at people kind of a thing. They are part of it.
In what ways will we be participating?
Oh, the first thing that happens is a lot of people are dressed up. In fact, there's some Venetians that are complaining now that it's become less of a Venetian party as opposed to now a European party, because a lot of Germans showing, a lot of French showing, a lot of English showing, some Americans are showing in their outfits and their costumes. And so the traditional costumes that you normally would see now have a little bit different flair. And so, I don't know, I don't think there's so much something to be worked about, but some Venetians are. So yeah, there's the dressing up part, and the kind of shows that you see are more tailored towards European visitors. They're not so much just Italians, they're not so much for that. So again, but the other thing that happens is you kind of have to be involved in the Venetian tradition as a visitor. For instance, behind me is a lighthouse, and that's about the tallest thing we have in here. In Venice, they have this tower called the Campanelli. And there's one huge one over in Venice, and then back in the square. And what they do is they drop a woman from there all the way to the bottom of the square on a rope. And they call it the Flight of the Angel. That is basically what kicks off the Venetian Carnival. Now, for someone coming from, I don't know, Argentina or whatever, what the heck is that? Doesn't matter. We're going to look at the fun and take a look at the woman who's coming down and for no reason, you know? So you have to be involved in the traditions, but you have to bring your own as well. So it's more of a carnival for the world nowadays, that's what I would say.
With that thought in mind, let's go back to the story of the first carnival that you put on. You got the okay. They said you may do this here in Long Beach. What's involved when you have that kind of an event? What do you have to do next to make it work?
Once you get the okay, then you have to bring other parts that belong to it. So probably the first hurdle is that this is America. This is not Europe. People don't understand as they understand it in Europe. They don't even understand Mardi Gras, actually. But they just imagine and they just label it as Mardi Gras, and that's it. So the first hurdle is to educate people or to kind of present something that they haven't really heard about for the most part. That's the first hurdle. And so you show it and then you have to label it. Then you have to repeat it over and over, and finally it starts to sink in for some people. I'd be happy to say that, let's say that would have some European visitors or people who've been to Europe, they know right away. And that happens sometimes, but for the most part, that's the first thing. They have to show a face that they haven't seen before, and the carnival face is kind of new. After that, the next thing that happens, I have to bring the elements of the carnival. I try, and I'll never do, to bring things that people kind of think of fun, but they're more of Mardi Gras kind of elements. I won't do that. They can go over there for that. So here, I really try to bring everything as well as I know that's Venetian. So again, the costumes that are out here, a lot of them are quite expensive, and a lot of them have a lot of detail, just like the ones you would see in Europe. Shows are important. The bands are important. Photography is very important, and having a nice day like today is important. So all those things are probably the crucial elements. Never mind marketing, never mind answering questions and those kinds of things. But once people are here in the square, they just kind of takes over, and they may not completely understand it, but they like it. Later they find out, oh, it was something else. But it's going to take, maybe a couple of years for everyone in Long Beach to completely understand that completely.
I had wondered about the costumes that you mentioned. Those have to be expensive. They are exquisite. What if somebody wants to make themselves a costume for Carnevale and they don't have a lot of money? How do they go about that?
That's actually not hard to do. Some people are creative. Some people have imagination. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles that have a lot of creativity for making things like that. I think this year we have some people that dressed up. But they didn't try very hard. I mean, they didn't do anything fancy or ornate like the costumes that you otherwise would see. But neither you would do in Venice. There are people who are visiting Venice, and there's actually stands like the one behind me, and they sell hats and they sell masks, and to them it's enough. A little piece of fabric, kind of tailored for a cape. I mean, it's cheap and kind of not very good quality, but they don't care. It's still a good enough way to have fun. In fact, one crucial thing that probably say is that the Venetians have is part of the culture, is that you don't really get to have fun or let loose to yourself until you can disguise yourself. Does that make sense?
That does.
Like completely be free to enjoy it until you're covered by some kind of disguise. So be it a hat, be it a half a mask, be just a piece of fabric, something. And that's probably enough.
I'm hearing the mask goes in place, the hat goes on, the costume's on. Now you can cut loose. Now you can have a good time.
Correct.
What about that first Carnivale? After you had the permission to do it and you had everything in place, what do you remember best from the first Carnivale?
Probably the newspapers that came, they didn't expect it. They did not know what it was. I mean, they just thought I wanted to take pictures of the parade, but they saw the outfits that I brought the first ones, and they made front page covers right away. I mean, and not one, I mean like six pictures back to back to back to back. And so that was pretty cool to see them on the paper and then print, and then people who, I believe even some of the photographers were asking the names of the people that were wearing them. And some of them give out their name. And then later we find out that, hey, is this you in the paper? That was kind of fun too, to get a little bit of recognition, even though in a fun way, in a fun way.
What's the biggest challenge for you in putting together a Carnivale, other than, as you've said, educating the general public about what this is?
Probably funding, and the next would be that everything goes according to plan to the last minute. Because by the third, second day, things are a little bit bumpy. The day of, nothing is according to plan.
You noticed during our interview, there's considerable wind noise in the background. The one thing 2014 Long Beach Carnivale had that hopefully 2015 is not going to have any of, rain and wind.
Because of the rain, nothing that was supposed to happen, happened. I had to, like, over and over, I had to throw the backup plan. So I really have good hopes for 2015 to have weather like this, and then we should be fine.
I had wondered about that. We had the epic rain and wind for the day of Carnivale 2014.
Yeah, I notice now it's completely cloud-free.
It's lovely.
In fact, ever since then, Carnivale has been no rain.
You've got to stop doing that rain dance when you start Carnivale.
Well, they have. In fact, it's funny you say that, because back there at the, where they have the Mardi Gras, there's a shop called The Rain Dance, and it's all about Native American things and things that they sell, that they, you know, arrows and dresses and whatever, you know, all Native American stuff. And I told the guy that puts it together, did you guys, those, you should have told those people to stop dancing that day, because they nearly crashed the party.
I love that. When you say that you put in your plan B, what kind of plan B do you have for a special celebration that would be for a day like this one, and then all of a sudden the skies open up?
Wow, well, that was my first one with rain. So plan B was just to call the people that said, I like to be there. And then I ended up saying, you know, I got discovered, we'll be right. Well, as it turns out, maybe I didn't. So I had to call those people like the day of. In fact, it was funny because the very day that it was Carnivale happening, I was happy to look outside and I saw the sun. It was like, there were clouds, but the sun was out. So I right away, I sent a message to everyone, I posted everyone, look, there's sun out there, we'll be all right. Everybody's saying, yay! So, but I still said, hey, listen, this chance that could you basically come and, you know, be a standby. So those people did show. And unfortunately, even though I saw the sun early in the morning, but about 1:45, there was no sun.
Yeah, we had wanted to come to it, and we were total wusses. We did not come out because the weather was so nasty. With that thought in mind, I understand that your theme is, was it Theater in the Sunshine or something like that for 2015?
Correct, you're well informed, yes. I'm basically saying that because, for goodness sake, we will have a sunny day that day. I mean, it's kind of the, not the revenge, but the vindication, so to speak. It's the people that came and the people that missed it, they both experienced the defaults from the rain. So it's just the, hey, we're going to make up for it. It will be in the sun. And no matter what, it will be in the sun. We'll just be very, very watchful on the patterns. And it's possible that maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks prior to Carnivale, I might just say, we're going to move it to another day. Because we will not have the rain again.
It'll be nice not to have people having to walk around with their feathers, sequins, or gems and stuff in the pouring rain, is what I'm thinking.
Luckily, it didn't happen. They did not get too soaked. I got soaked, but they didn't. We had some booths over here with vendors, and their stuff, their canopy was getting blown away too. So it wasn't smooth at all.
Currently, forecasters say February 2015 is going to be much drier than usual. So while the actual Carnival of Venice has experienced some flooding ahead of their festival in Italy, the Long Beach edition should enjoy a beautiful Saturday, February 28th outside the Aquarium of the Pacific for their free event.
With all the crazy, with all the bad weather and everything for 2014 Carnivale, was there a moment that stands out as, hey, this is what it's about, this is fun?
Yes, when I could finally relax that the band was playing, when the photographers had the people dressed up right here on a group picture, and when all the photographers were kind of seeing, taking pictures of the people who were dressed up, when, okay, this is what Carnivale basically is, it's kind of running in its own wheels at this point. And I got to enjoy that for about 20 minutes. After that, I believe I was even looking at the band, actually giving gestures, like pressing my fingers like this, and then giving a thumbs up, looking at the sky. And they're kind of smiling. And then I believe after I did that, the band actually announced, this is going to be our last song. Thanks for coming. And no sooner than that, it just slammed. It just came. It wasn't just like drizzle. It just like... look, I've been calling it, here I come. Wham! That's how it happened. Sent everybody running for cover.
Let's give that band a little plug too. Who were they and what kind of music?
That's right, yes, that was the Helpless Romantics. And their music, I'm gonna say indie. It's like indie rock. Everybody loved them, they have a really good sound, and they were brave enough to come in the rain. And they got soaked. I got soaked helping them put the gear back on their truck. But they said, you know what, this actually was kind of fun. We enjoyed the last minute where we got all soaked and was kind of wet. So,
yay, Helpless Romantics. You know as yet, since we're speaking in March, just a matter of days after this and a couple weeks, do you know what the 2015 events will be, or a few of the events?
Well, for sure, I will have the band again. I will have another two bands. I'm very seriously thinking about having a party afterwards. Everybody's happy to come and participate, but at the moment we just get hungry. So in that gap, I think I'm gonna kind of let the party kind of take a little break, and then after bring a DJ and just have a bit of a dance party just here in the square in the later hours, around 6 or so. That's something I've been really seriously thinking about.
According to Long Beach Carnivale's website, that dance party in the square is now confirmed for Carnivale 2015.
And also, I think very surely we'll have some of those people, the same people that dressed up for this year, come back, because they just, I'm not sure if you get on anything online looking up Long Beach Carnival for images, but they're everywhere. There's particular people that, or particular girls that, they're everywhere because everybody loves them, so they'll be back for sure.
I would admit that I looked online, the cats, the unicorn, and the jester were my absolute favorites of those costumes. Now, what if people, we touched briefly about how you really don't need to have all that much. Suppose somebody wants a very elaborate Carnivale costume. Where should they start? What can they do?
Well, that depends on budget. Everything depends on budget. It really is, if you think about it, if you're going to spend money on it, it's really for you to have a very exciting experience just for a few hours where you're going to be loving photographs like crazy. And that has happened very often for most people. But that moment of being validated, that moment of being so liked and bringing joy to people, and you have enjoy of how you're making people smile, if that's worth the money, by all means carry on with something. I don't know, probably the first step is thinking how you're going to do it, if you have the budget for it. And if you want to go all out, there are places or businesses that can give you a good start with the actual dress or the garment. Someone I'm connected with was responsible for making some of those costumes. But, you know, probably some of those dresses were being needed or over several hundred dollars. So I'm sure you can maybe take a little trip to the thrift store and see if you find something that kind of agrees with something a little bit fancy and just add to it. You know, you're looking at maybe, but when you're all said and done, maybe 60, 70 bucks.
At the time we spoke in March of 2014, Joseph said he would probably start preparations for Carnivale 2015 in November of that year. Of course, with just about 3 weeks left until Carnivale, preparations for Long Beach Carnivale 2015 are in the final stages. You can find out more about Carnivale by going to the Long Beach Carnivale website. Joseph offered an easy way to remember how to get there.
Three W's. Long Beach, and then think about those tacos, carne, name Val, add an e to it, .com, there you go.
There, Carnivale, you've got it. as we wrap up here, what would you say has been one of your absolute best experiences with Long Beach Carnivale in the 3 years that you've been organizing?
The best part has been, I remember being back there just assisting somebody. I think someone was having some issues with their outfit or whatever. And before I knew it, I had two, three that were needing some assistance. And so I got busy taking care of them, and that's it. I came back out, and I would not expect was the crowd, just this paparazzi following the people that were all dressed up, and how much they love them and the interaction they're having with them. And you couldn't see behind their mask, but I know they were having lots of fun. I know they were laughing. So that's the moment where I realized, okay, we are Carnivale in Long Beach. This is the Carnivale moment. So all the things have been great. Some publicity, things on the online, whatever, but that really did hit it, like, this is a Carnivale moment when that particular moment happened.
Joseph, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Joseph Mascarati, organizer of Long Beach Carnivale, which is a free event based on the Carnival of Venice and is all about having fun. And you're invited. 2015 Long Beach Carnivale is themed Theater in the Sunshine and starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday, February 28th, outside the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. Festivities continue all day with live music, food, costumes, and masks, and wrap up with a dance party that starts at 6 that evening and goes until whenever in Carnivale tradition. You'll find more information on Long Beach Carnivale's website at longbeachcarnivale.com. As Joseph said, it's Long Beach, Carna, C-A-R-N-E, Vale, V-A-L, like Val, and then add an E to it, you've got Long Beach Carnivale, longbeachcarnivale.com.
And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's TWOMAVERIX.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.